All right, we're now joined by your Cookout 400 winner, Chase Elliott, the driver and number 9 for Hendrick Motorsports. We'll open it up. Any questions for Chase? We'll go up front to Jeff and then Jordan.
Yeah, I got a couple for you. First of all, winning this early in the season, what are your thoughts on being able to do that?
Yeah, that was one of the first things I thought about. I was like, man, this is awesome. We've never done that. So yeah, really cool, you know, just, and going into an off week too, which is, you know, get to enjoy for 2 weeks, not one. So it's kind of nice. It's the little things, man, you know, you kind of definitely learn to enjoy that stuff. And, yeah, just nice to kind of get the end this, to end this first stretch of the season going into the off week with the win is really cool. And, I mean, I know we still have a lot of room for improvement. Don't get me wrong, but, great way to kind of cap off this first stretch and a lot of good momentum for the whole organization, honestly, I think.
Alan said he thought that it's really nice for your team in the sense that, like, this was a day where you guys weren't the dominant car and you know, it shows like, hey, we can win from 10th if we hang in there and do the right things and get the strategy right. Like, what does that mean to you for your team?
Yeah, I mean, it was just a total team effort, and sorry, I'm shivering. It was cold. I'm got me champagne, but you know, they just did a really good job of, you know, putting us in an extremely offensive position from that strategy call, right? And I think Alan saw that and saw an opportunity. We had gotten our car pretty good, and I didn't hate it. Like, there was nothing about our balance that I hated. I just wanted to be able to control my runs a little better and manage them the way I wanted to. And so, yeah, saw an opportunity to, you know, to stop that last stage. And I think we had ourselves in a position where it was going to work out really good for us either way. Like, I think that we had forced those guys into stopping really early. They were going to have to run 100 and some odd laps, you know, on a set. And so, yeah, I think we're in really good shape. So it was a great call. I'm glad he picked up on that and saw it. Obviously, I don't think anybody else did. You know, it goes to show that he's pretty good at what he does, which I try to tell you all that all the time, but he does a pretty good job. And I'm, you know, happy to work with him. Appreciate, you know, his effort and hanging in there, and to our whole team for, you know, for doing that too. So I appreciate that out of all of them.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. Kind of on that note, do you think it frustrating that you have to continually defend your crew chief, who you've had so much success with, and you just time after time you guys have the results, but maybe not to what your fans maybe want?
No, I mean, I think for us, we, you know, the more you do this, I think the more you keep an eye internally more than you do externally. And you know, for us, I think we're just super honest with each other and what we need to do and where our deficiencies are, where the areas are that we're good at or whatever. So, you know, I think that we're, as time has gone on, I think we've done nothing but just get better at being able to kind of sort out our weaknesses in our own meetings, you know, and just do what we need to do to go get the job done. It is a very, very straightforward approach, and I enjoy working with him, you know, and I genuinely feel that way. I hope he feels the same way about me. You know, I give him all I got every week, even when it's not pretty. So, you know, I think that, you know, because of that, it works, and it's simple, and, you know, we just show up and go to work, man, and you know, try to do the best we can to put the best result out there for everybody involved.
It looked like the 11 in the closing laps was closing in on you a little bit, like just right there, but then you worked your way around the 88 and the 41 pretty quickly. Was that, and it seemed like at that point, was that kind of the difference then? Like, you kind of felt like you were in control at that point?
Yeah, I mean, I was just trying to, anytime you get side by side with someone and the person that's, you know, behind, it's really easy for them to get, you know, a big chunk quick. And I knew that, right? Like, I've been in that position before, and I was just trying my best to make sure that I had enough life to work my way through traffic as quickly as I could and as efficiently as I could too. So yeah, just tried to, I think the way, you know, yes, that worked out good. You know, got a couple of quick ones there at the end and was able to kind of time that up well. But I think that all started like, you know, 40 laps before that, you know, just how the whole run was managed, and felt like I did a little better job at managing the run than I've done in those same situations in the past. And so, yeah, like throughout the last, through the whole last run, I was just thinking about that wasn't the first time we've had the lead on the last run of a race here and not won. You know, and it's like, okay, well, what, you know, what can I do today to be better and kind of take those lessons from the past to improve? And fortunately, yeah, I felt like I applied some of those things well in that situation. And, yeah, certainly room for improvement, I think, still yet, but it was good and really fun and cool to race Denny, you know, there at the end. He kept me honest. He's really good here. You know, a lot of respect for his craft and him, you know, kind of the standard that he sets at this racetrack, and to be able to hold him off in, you know, a final 50 lap stint there, I definitely think is something we should be proud of as a team. So, a lot of respect for him and that group.
We'll go to Nate Ryan, then just move down the line.
Nate Ryan, Associated Press. Chase, when Alan was in here, he was telling us about the call he got this morning from Rick Hendrick to kind of tell him, hey, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Everything's going to be okay. You referenced, I think, in your Fox interview, something about, like, that you told the boss you thought you were okay. Did you get, like, a similar call, or have you heard similar kind of things from Rick recently kind of spring you?
You know, honestly, I feel like the support that I get from Rick is it's not just a one-day thing. I feel that often from him. I feel that all the time from him. I feel like he's always done a great job of just showing support to me, whether things are going good or bad. One of the many reasons I have, you know, a lot of respect for his leadership and, you know, certainly the way he's treated me throughout my career. So, I can't say that I know he didn't call me this morning. He called me yesterday evening, but it was like we were just kind of shooting the breeze and talking about qualifying, talking about practice. But no, there was no direct conversation to, you know, anything that was going on. So it was more of like, you know, hey, what's up? How was things today? And what do you think about tomorrow? And we talked about some car dealerships and some things he had going on, and that was really, you know, about it. Said he wasn't coming up here, and yeah, I wish he had, but you know, nonetheless, always cool to hear from him, and I always feel the support from him, so I appreciate that.
Matt Weaver, Motorsport.com. Track position is clearly always important everywhere, but given you had the one, I think it was on a 21-lap deficit, had Denny behind you who'd led the most laps, did you have an idea that the track was going to kind of start to lock down or take rubber the way it did, or whatever the factors were that it seems like the track was not as open to passing as it was earlier? Did you feel like you had to jump on that moment pretty fast?
I mean, I think from my perspective, I just wanted to try and get the lead so I could control the pace. Like, I think it was just all about, like, run management throughout the last run. And, yeah, you know, I honestly, for as bad as he struggled on the restart before and as good of a launch as Ross got, I debated on taking the bottom just to not have the same thing happen and get stuck in the outside. But, man, I just did not want to. I didn't want to look back and be like, man, I gave up an opportunity at the front row, and I just felt like I had to take that chance. So fortunately, it worked out. But yeah, at that point, it wasn't as much about where the track was at. I mean, my balance was my balance. We weren't going to fix it at that point if something was wrong with it. It was just about trying to get the lead, control the pace, and have something left for, you know, for lap traffic.
And then I was talking to Chad and Rudy outside, and they both kind of said together that one of your superpowers in team meetings, just in the company, is that you're very open-minded, whether it was two-stop strategy or setup decisions, whatever the team decides they want to do that might be outside the box a little bit. Can you kind of give me an idea of what your role is when it comes to the company, that team, Alan, thinking outside of the box and being able to go with whatever he wants to do?
Yeah, I mean, I try to have that approach for sure. I mean, I think from my perspective, I just want the best result for all of us, you know, that we can get however we get there, you know, whatever that looks like. If I'm the problem, I'm the problem, you know, and just help me figure out how to fix it and get better. So yeah, I definitely try and be open-minded, but I mean, I didn't think anything of it when he called me down pit road, you know, and I tell Alan this, you know, I've told him this throughout the course of the season. I'm like, hey, look, whatever you want to do, rip it. You know, I'll support you, whether it goes good or doesn't go good. And I think that, you know, is important for him to have that confidence. When he has confidence in a call, I'm going to have confidence in trying to make it work, right? Because I want it to work too. And I want it to work out. So yeah, I mean, I support him and, whatever it looks like, however it looks to go and get the best result that we can get. So, yeah, I mean, it's really pretty simple from my perspective. I want to do well. I want to make sure I'm carrying my weight and doing my part for, you know, for our team. And if that means being open to doing something different or whatever, I'm good with it.
John Newby, Fan Buzz, right here in the center. Just looking at the stats from today, you know, Denny swept the stages, had the fastest lap, all that, and he only had one more point than you under this new points format. You know, as kind of a vocal supporter of the changes that were made this offseason, how big will that be for you guys if you can continue stacking these wins, even if you're missing out on stage points?
Yeah, I mean, I think you see it with what Tyler's done throughout the season, right? Like, obviously, I haven't seen the points today, but, I mean, he's got to be, what, like 182 up on second? So, I mean, yeah, like, and right as he should, like, as he should. He's won 4 out of 7 races or whatever it is at this point, and so he should have a huge lead. So, yeah, I think that is it is a nice balance of rewarding a, you know, a team for winning, but, you know, also – trying to, you know, if you're off and you got to make the most of your day, you're not totally out to lunch there either. So I think we're all still learning a little bit of what this is going to look like over the course of a full season, because I remember like our first year with the first couple years with the stage racing thing, we didn't realize how extremely important the stage points were and the stage wins were, because if y'all remember, I think Truex won like 18 stages that year, and it was, you know, you kind of got through that and you look back and you're like, oh man, this was like, some of that was just easy money that we gave up on, that, you know, we were just so focused on the race that, you know. So my point in all that is I think we're still figuring it out, but certainly winning, you know, pretty self-explanatory. When you get that many more points from second, you want to get that done. But how the rest of it works out, you know, we'll just have to kind of see as we go.
We'll go over to your right.
David Meadows, Star News, Martinsville. Chase, as you embrace the win today here at Martinsville, and you go into the off week, and then you go to Bristol, how quickly do you prepare going, trying to get your mindset into preparing for Bristol?
Not right now. For sure. Not right now. I'm going to enjoy today. And, you know, we have our meetings and stuff tomorrow. So, you know, get up and go to work tomorrow and kind of debrief everything that we learned today. And then, yeah, enjoy, you know, Easter off week and all that. And, you know, we'll kind of get started on Bristol maybe towards the end of the week, you know, before the holiday or the start of next week.
Tim in the third row.
Tim Warren, Sports Day. Chase, I just want to follow up on that, at least for you. Now this would be your third win in Martinsville, if you count back in the truck series. What are you going to do with third clock?
I don't know. That's a good question. They got a new one. They're actually really nice. I don't know if you saw it, but it looked super cool. So I didn't know they changed manufacturers, but that's kind of neat to get the first one of the new manufacturer, and that's a pretty big deal. So great trophy, though. It really is. Cool to, you know, great honor to have one, and, you know, much less have two now is pretty special. So I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but we'll figure it out. Good problem to have for sure.
And then in terms of the strategy, you end up jumping Denny and so on, but how hard was it when cars started coming back on fresher tires to kind of mitigate that time loss? Because at points it seemed like you were kind of getting shuffled out into that second groove. So kind of bring me through what your mindset was there, and again, how hard was it to kind of mitigate what could have been a potential loss?
Yeah, I mean, I think at that point in time, you're really just trying to think about just total cumulative, you know, big picture, right? Like, what's going on in the big picture? Well, you know, those guys are one stopping, we're two stopping. Like, we weren't going to just hold the lead the whole time. I knew that, you know, kind of going into that whole deal as soon as I figured out what was happening. We're not talking about this the whole time, but once it kind of went on and everybody had an idea of what, you know, direction that they were in, I was just trying to make the most time I could, and making pace at the end of that run cumulatively was going to benefit you or hurt you when you got ready to do your next stop, right? If that thing went green all the way to the end, it was a big cumulative piece of the puzzle, right? And just trying to be as efficient as I could throughout traffic and be efficient getting past all those things. Just efficiency is a really big deal when you start getting in those strategy situations.
Staying in the third row.
Michael Massey, Front Stretch. Chase, you were complimentary of Denny racing you a little bit ago. I know about 9 years ago you weren't as complimentary of how he raced you. How has that relationship kind of evolved? And, you know, that's a long time, but how has that relationship kind of evolved since then? And have your fans forgiven him for that since then?
I mean, I don't know if they have. I have no issues with him. You know, at the end of the day, we certainly had our run-ins, but, you know, I've watched Denny race the right way for a long time, and he's raced me with a lot of respect since then, you know, and I've tried to show him that same respect back, and I think as soon as that respect is realized mutually on both sides, it's pretty drama-free, honestly, and that's been the case for quite some time. So there are certain guys that you enjoy racing with more than others, and Denny's, you know, one that I enjoy racing with as much as anybody. So I know those relationships are very, kind of independent, and everybody has their own opinions, but my personal experience has been good, and I feel like we race each other with a lot of respect.
Any final questions? Can we come over here to TV?
Christian Galandi, ABC 45 News. My question is, with this being the first short track of the season, with the new, you know, package and also the tire wear kind of playing a factor, how much of, you know, points of emphasis, I guess you could say, preparing for a race like Martinsville, is it kind of deriving from, you know, previous setups, and how reassuring is it to see that it's kind of firing on the same pages that you guys were expecting?
Yeah, you definitely lean on the fall race here a lot. I mean, I would say most all of our setup was based on, you know, our success, the things we did well in the fall, the things that the 24 bunch did well in the fall. And then you kind of combine that with some of the changes that have happened throughout the season. So it's a little bit of all of it, but certainly recent history and having that notebook is a big deal for us coming back.
And we'll end in the very back.
Zach Moore from Rolling the Bottom. Chase, a lot of drivers were saying that with the increase of horsepower, it actually made the passing more difficult. Like Byron was saying, it was harder to pass lap cars. I'm wondering if that was the same thing for you. Is that surprising? Does that have more to do with the fact that the car aerodynamically hasn't really changed? I mean, the downforce, you're still the diffuser, everything is staying the same. It's just the horsepower is more. Also, you guys are also really good, so everyone's kind of doing the same thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really dove into all that yet. Probably unfair for me to comment. I guess just because I know what my day looked like. I don't know what it looked like from a little bit more of a global view, but I'm sure there's always room for improvement and. You know, finding the perfect thing for the racing, but it seemed pretty similar to races past here for me, at least. But again, probably need to have a better grasp on the whole picture for a better answer for you.